me something good.
Ooh. Came in a little hot. Good morning. Tell us something good. 790-792-6278. Whatever your good news is, we want to spread the word. Go ahead, Liz.
So today actually happens to be World Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Day.
Oh.
And it was a year ago today that my mom was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and she's still with us.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Right.
Is that what Alex Trebek has? Yeah. Pancreatic cancer is a nasty one.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Very hers was caught really early, and actually by mistake. So she's made it through chemo, then surgery, and now chemo again, and she is still with us.
That's awesome. Wow, 1 year ago. All right, thanks for calling, Liz. Give Mom a big hug
Thank
from
you.
Us.
Will do. Have a great day.
You too. Did you see the guy who wrote the note to Alex was on Ellen?
No.
Yeah, he was. So the guy, he drew something, I think, and he didn't, for Final Jeopardy, instead of writing an answer down, he knew he was going to lose. So he wrote, we love you, Alex, and Alex got kind of choked up.
Yeah.
It was a really sweet moment that went viral. We talked about this week. This is him on Ellen.
So this episode aired on Monday, but when did you actually shoot that?
So we actually shot it in mid-September. It was right after Alex had actually announced publicly that he was going to re-enter chemotherapy for his pancreatic cancer.
Right.
And he had come back actually to the green room and talked to all the contestants who were on the tournament. And we could really tell that, like, it was tough for him. So, you know, when I got up there, like, obviously I wasn't going to win the game or anything. So I could try to figure out the right answer, or, you know, I could do something for this person who might need it right now.
That was really sweet.
Isn't that awesome?
I love
that. What a sweet guy.
Right.
Yeah, he's like, I know I'm going to lose. I don't need to write down the answer. Because I remember thinking, wow, he doesn't know the answer. But then he wrote that, and it was a really sweet, really sweet moment. All right, tell us something good.
Tell me something good.
Heather, hi, good morning.
Hello.
Tell us something good.
Well, I had carpal tunnel surgery on Tuesday, and today I actually get to wash my whole entire hand.
Oh, right.
Yes, wow. I know. That's one of those things. See what I mean? Like, it's like the little things sometimes. I get to actually wash my stinky hand. How's it smelling?
It's not bad. I've been able to wash it. I just can't get near where they did the surgery. So.
Right, right.
But I'm very excited about being able to wash it.
I get to. See, like, one person calls and says, it's been a year since my mom was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. She's still with us. You know, we get other powerful messages. And then we got Heather, who's like, I can wash my hand today.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Scrub away.
Thank you.
Tell me something good.
Bobby Jean woke up this morning to my airman son home for the first time in 7 months.
Yes.
That's awesome. Thank you for your service. Heather, my almost 8-month-old, is almost sleeping through the night thanks to the Baby Sleep Geek. Do we know what that is?
I looked it up. It's some kind of like a sleep system.
Yeah, the Baby Sleep Geek.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I wonder
if
it works.
That's a big thing for parents.
If it works on adults. I got a couple friends who are having a hard time sleeping through the night.
Hello, me too.
Go get the Baby Sleep Geek.
Yeah, right.
There's a grown-up version. And Casey wants to tell us Sister Act opens at Wyndham High School tonight at 7. Oh, come on. We got to play some of that. Nuns that break into the gospel. Whoopee!
Follow him wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high you can keep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
79 Coast, if you want to tell us something good. 792-6278.